Said to be okay to use your apartment here for a stakeout.
They're spying on somebody across the street.
Really?
So what do you say? Can we use the apartment?
Oh, sure. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, set up the equipment.
Will you be needing our fingerprints? I'll volunteer mine happily.
Oh, no, no. Just go about your business and pretend we're not here.
Mr. Marzetti. That's who they're watching, Mr. Marzetti.
You think so?
Trust Laverne. She knows the criminal mind.
Here.
Be there in a minute.
I told them we'd practice bow with them tonight. Oh, I don't want to go. Well,
just tell them that we're helping the FBI.
Oh, no, okay. Girls, you can't tell anybody that we're from the FBI. This whole thing is hush-hush.
Oh, well, we're hushy, right, Cheryl?
Yes, my motto is tick-a-lock. Listen, I gotta go before Lenny and Squiggy get here. I can't stand seeing them when they owe me the rent.
That doesn't make any sense.
It would if you've ever seen them beg for more time. Stop kissing my feet! You're slobbering all over my shoes!
Toothache for sure, Mrs. Bass.
Yeah, you know where we live.
Remind me to change the number on the apartment. I did.
Guys, we can't go bowling with you tonight.
Oh, I see. Got yourself another couple of cheap dates, huh?
No, they're not our dates. They're our cousins.
Whose cousins?
Hers. One's hers and one's mine.
Okay, which is which?
I'd like you to meet my cousin, Herb Feeney, Lenny and Squiggy.
How do you do?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
This is my cousin, Ronald DeFazio.
He don't look nothing like you, Laverne.
Well, he's a distant cousin.
He's very tall. And dark.
Well, all the DeFazio men are tall, dark, and handsome.
But Laverne, he's very dark.
Well, he's from southern Italy, Squiggs. You know, they get real dark down there. It's sort of like Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Cousin Ronald?
Oh, yeah! Couple of more days in this weather, and I'll lose my tan. Ain't that right, Gumba?
Nancy, that. Prospect, let's get going.
Yeah, all right.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great job, girls.
Well, thank you.
You did real well.
Thank you.
Well, why don't you just go about your business and just stay away from the window here. We're expecting something to break on this any minute. This is a job for the FBI. Ron's checking things up on the roof. Everything's clear here.
I can't see Ron on the roof.
There he is. He's under the lamp.
Come on, stop playing with that.
The Jackson's...
Will you please, I have to have that. Please, give me that.
Ron, are you on the roof?
Can I have that? Jackson's apartment.
Please, will you stop playing with my stuff?
Please just leave my equipment alone, or it's going to be very hard for us to put up with each other day and night.
Day and night? Are you going to stay the night here?
Yeah, round-the-clock surveillance.
Great! You can wear a pair of my pajamas.
I don't wear pajamas.
Excuse us a moment, won't you?
You don't wear pajamas.
Come
with don't
me.
Wear pajamas.
We can't let them stay here. What'll the neighbors say, Laverne?
No, who cares? This is a chance of a lifetime. What if there's a shooting and we get a bullet hole in our wall? We could put a frame around it and say we were there.
You'd really like that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, you
like
know
that.
I would.
You would. Well, let me put it to you this way. What is your father going to say when he finds out two guys spent the night here,
You can't stay.
You gotta go, really.
Honest to goodness, you're going to just have to leave. I'll fix breakfast for all of us in the morning. You come back early.
I guess I figured you girls all wrong, huh? I figured you'd be good Americans.
Oh, we're good Americans.
Yes, we were in the color guard.
Laverne! You got a man in here!
In here.
straighten this out. We're with the FBI.
The FBI?
Listen, fellas, I want to thank you for bringing me over, but this is now a family affair, so the two of you will have to beat it.
And if you breathe a word of this to anybody, you'll be in serious trouble.
Oh, don't worry about us. We're no traitors. We rooted for America in every war. Boy, Laverne's cousin in the FBI.
Hey, Herb.
Hey.
His light just went out.
Who's light?
He must be on his way down then.
Who?
The counterfeiter. Shh. He must be coming down to pick up the plates.
The plates!
Ron, look. Is Marzetti now?
Marzetti, didn't I tell you it was Marzetti? I knew it.
Oh, it's uncanny how you can spot a criminal.
Hey, wait a minute, Ron, look. Here comes another guy.
Another guy?
Man, he's got the plates with him.
Oh, plates. I can't see. Let me see. I want to see, oh, too. I want to see.
They're coming. Get down. Get down.
I'll have the package for you in about an hour, Mr. Marzetti. I'll meet you back here, all right?
Come on!
That will you? What's taking you?
Do you really think this dumb plan's gonna work?
It's not a dumb plan. It's a wonderful plan, and it's gotta work because we've gotta warn Carmine. He's our friend. Now, will you hurry up, Laverne? Please, get out here. Oh, my dear. That is perfect. You look so cheap.
Thanks. You know, Harry Belafonte has the same shirt.
Yes. And it looks good on him, too.
Yeah. Oh, could you explain me one thing?
Yeah.
Why can't you distract Herbie and let me warn Carmine? I run real fast.
Look, I don't like making you do this any more than you like doing it. It's just that I don't understand why they won't let us out of our own apartment. I can't understand it.
You can't understand it? Well, maybe it had something to do with the fact that you were running around yelling, I gotta warn Carmine! I gotta warn Carmine!
All right. So I slipped. So I made a dumb mistake. So what? But how would you feel if the man that you dated semi-regularly was wanted by the FBI, huh? I mean, I know this man. I know how he dances.
Yeah.
I know how he kisses.
Yeah.
I know how he...
Yeah?
Could never do anything like this, although every shred of evidence proves me wrong.
I'm ready. I sure hope this works.
Come on. Quick, before Ron gets back.
Okay.
Go out there, look Herbie straight in the eyes, and say, hi, big fella, I'm easy.
Good, Cheryl. I'll do it my own way, okay?
Okay.
Oh, boy. No one's going to believe it when I tell them that I was a tramp for the FBI.
Sure they will.
Hi.
I got good news. Cheryl's taking a nap. It's just you and me now. All alone.
Nice outfit.
Thanks. I wore it special just for you. Look, Herbie, I know we just met, but I gotta tell you how I feel. FBI men drive me wild. I want you. Oh, boy, Herbie, get rid of them. Okay, Herb, let's hit the couch.
I can't. I'm on duty, Mr. Fazio.
Would you forget that? And, why don't you just call me Sweet Potatoes?
Miss Sweet Potatoes?
Yeah. Herbie, what I'm trying to tell you is that after all these years, I've decided to give myself to my government. her up.
Oh, no, no.
Come on,
no,
come on, Ruby. Please.
You don't understand what I'm doing.
Okay.
No.
Ready?
You don't understand. I'm a married man. I got three kids and a schnauzer. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Please, Miss Potato.
Next, my baby.
So what?
I was a great tramp.
Hello. We've been thinking. This job is too big for just the both of you, so we want to help.
That's right. We want to join up. Be Junior G-Man.
You want to be Junior G-Man, huh?
Yes, please.
Let's see. You know, maybe I can think of a really special assignment to send you on.
Well, think hard. Make it a good one.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna write a note to Carmine and send it with Lenny and Squiggy.
I think I got something for you guys.
Oh, good. I hope it's under the covers work.
Get serious, men. Now, this is a top secret assignment. I want you to go to Al's Delicatessen and tell him that Herb sent you.
Right. Tell Herb that Al sent you.
Got it.
When you're there, I want you to ask him for 2 submarine sandwiches. Can you handle that?
Sure. You want sodas?
Wait a minute. Please. Who do you think you're talking to here? 2 morons?
Just say not.
No, it sure ain't those guys. No, I wasn't born just yesterday. Right, Len?
No, I would have sent you a card or something.
Well, I mean...
Well... What do you say we get going, huh, Quick?
Okay, start up the truck just in case there's a bomb in the ignition.
Boy, you think of everything.
Oh, Squig.
What?
Could you wait a minute?
I missed the bomb.
Squiggy, you're going on a very dangerous mission, and we may never see each other again.
Cover for me.
Can we just give them a minute of privacy? They're real crazy about each other.
I want to find a proper way to say goodbye.
Why speak with words, Cheryl, when you can talk with your mouth?
No.
And give it to Carmine. Give it to Carmine. That's very important. All right. Okay.
Whoa! Well, I must be off. My work awaits. But... will you please tell Carmine to pick up his own mail? I'm a G-man, not a mailman.
I wonder what this could say. I held on too.
You don't have to eat the note, but please just sit down and stay out of trouble for a while. Will you chase those two away?
No, I'll do it. I'll do it. Honest, I won't try to trick you or nothing. Look, I'll even lock the door. Sorry, Lenny and Squiggy. The FBI men said that you can't come in. They're afraid you might warn Carmine. Well, that about that.
Hey, it is Carmine. And Big Rock, go open up.
Lenny, quit fooling around. Lenny,
quit fooling around.
Hey, look, I don't want
is high enough.
All right, give me the package. Come on, hand it over. All right, Ron. Why don't you get on the walkie-talkie? You mind getting off? You get on the walkie-talkie and tell the other lookouts we got our man. Put your hands behind your back.
Don't worry, Carmine. We'll visit you in the slammer every weekend.
Carmine, why didn't you run when we told you to run?
You guys wouldn't mind if I were to ask a stupid question. What's going on here?
Well, these FBI guys said that Mr. Marzetti was expecting some counterfeit plates in a package, and...
You thought I was in on it?
Well, we heard you say that you were going to bring a package to Mr. Marzetti.
All right, where's the plates?
Plates? They're called tap shoes, and they're for Mr. Marzetti's daughter.
Hey, Herb, hold it. Station B says they just picked up Mrs. Marzetti, and she had the counterfeit plates.
Carmine, I guess you're clean. Look, I'm sorry for the mix-up, huh? It was an honest mistake. Put it there. Thanks a lot, girls, for the use of the apartment. You're a great help.
It's the least we could do for our country.
Well, so long, cousins.
Bye. Say hi to J. Edgar for us.
Yeah, sure. Maybe I'll see you later, sweet potato.
You girls think that after all these years that I, the big Ragu, was a crook?
We didn't want to.
Oh, forget it. Look, if you can't trust me, we got no business hanging around together.
Oh, wait a minute. He can't leave.
Get out of the way.
What are you going to do, hit me? Oh, come on. We're both sorry.
Yeah, I couldn't stand to lose you as a friend, Carmine.
Me too.
You mean a lot to me.
Me too.
Are you ever going to call me Angel Face again?
Well, you did take a big chance when you tried to warn me.
That's right, and the worst part about it is Laverne had to throw herself at a married man.
That was the best part. Together?
How can I stay mad at you two? Come on, plant one right here. Right there.
Something. Thank you, God, for this food, and thank you for letting us all be friends again. God bless Mama, Daddy, Grandma, Mindy, Cindy, Mickey, Mikey, all my animals in heaven.
Amen. Amen.
Not bad. I was just getting to you.
I can't figure it. A generous guy like Mr. Marzetti. He ordered those tap shoes, he said, keep the chains, and he gave me a crispy, brand new $50 bill. Nice guy. Hey, Laverne. Got change for 50?